NSA whistleblower Edward Snowden is officially out of a job.
Marketplace Morning Report is produced in association with the University of Southern California and is supported by Allianz, providing retirement solutions that can help to guarantee income for life through its affiliated companies in the U.S., AllianzUSA.com.
From APM in New York, I'm Ben Johnson, exploring the latest on how technology is changing our lives and our society. The man who first leaked documents on the National Security Agency's secret phone record surveillance has been fired. Private intelligence contractor Booz Allen Hamilton says Edward Snowden was terminated for violating the firm's code of ethics. A statement from the company says the former CIA technical analyst made $120,000 a year. Snowden told the Guardian newspaper he couldn't allow the U.S. government to infringe on citizens' privacy without speaking up. But how much do citizens actually care about those infringements? As news broke about the government secretly collecting phone records and online data, I started following a Twitter account. The account, called Nothing to Hide, was retweeting other users talking about how they didn't care if the government or Obama or the NSA were spying on their online activity. This is something that happens a lot now. Twitter accounts get created simply for the purpose of lampooning or merely showcasing the feelings of people on a given topic. Here's an example. Quote, do law-abiding people really care if government agencies check our email and online content? Not me. Whether or not you agree with this tweet, it's representative. A lot of people in the U.S., turns out, don't seem very worried at the idea that the government might be culling through their data.
When it's in the context of terrorism investigations, the public's willing to give the government a fair amount of leeway.
That's Michael Dimmock, director of the Pew Research Center for the People and the Press. Dimmock says people have been fine with giving up some privacy to stay safe for years.
We have a majority saying that the tracking of phone calls is an acceptable government action in the pursuit of terrorism information. Importantly, we haven't seen any shift in opposition to this over the past 10 years. The Americans feel about the same way about this today as they did in 2002, within months of the 9/11 attacks.
Some think what really scares people about secret surveillance programs like PRISM is not a future dystopian world where government controls us. It's more about being discovered by the neighbors. Kyle Wagner wrote a piece for the website Gizmodo claiming he doesn't care about PRISM or other spying.
It's a really Victorian society that we live in. We're implicitly embarrassed about the stuff that we do because we're all weirdos online. We all look at things that we'd rather our mothers and fathers not know that we look at. The underlying fear that a lot of people feel about this is that, oh no, someday it's going to just be public knowledge what I've been doing on the internet, and I will be shamed for the rest of my life and never be able to show my face again. That's just flatly not the way that this works.
Wagner argues that the government doesn't really care what you're doing day to day, unless, of course, you're breaking the law. So we want to know what you think. Do you care if the government knows who you're talking to on Facebook and when, maybe whom you're emailing? I've posted a blog with my own thoughts on our website. Pay us a visit and give us your opinion. That is, if you don't mind creating a digital trail to our website, of course, marketplacetech.org.
Marketplace Morning Report is supported by Volusion, providing complete e-commerce software, services, and support to help companies build successful online businesses. More at Volusion.com. By Invest Northern Ireland. Northern Ireland is hosting this year's G8 Summit. Learn more about the region's business credentials online at g8ni2013.com. And by Emerald Data Solutions, makers of Board Docs and hosts of eGov Live, the conference for best practices in electronic governance, September 4th through 6th, BoardDocs.com.
Sprint stock is up over 2.5% this morning. That's on news that Japanese mobile operator SoftBank has upped its offer to buy the U.S. wireless company by $1.5 billion. The Japanese company is reportedly trying to fight off a counterbid from Sprint by Dish Network. Techies have descended on San Francisco for Apple's Worldwide Developers Conference. Yesterday, the company unveiled a new music streaming service, as expected. Also a big facelift for its operating system for iPhones and iPads, and a new line of MacBook Air laptops. The tech giant did not unveil any groundbreaking new devices in its two-hour-plus keynote address. So what grade does CNET's Molly Wood give the event?
I would give that keynote a good solid B. Now, since we're talking about Apple, that probably means that people are ripping their hair out and crying desperately in the streets because they didn't get, you know, a new iPhone. to be fair, no one actually expected a new iPhone today. I think there were a couple things that people didn't get they would have liked to see. But for the most part, you know, Apple moved their evolution forward.
Okay.
And they really gave their iOS operating system, the mobile operating system, a massive facelift. They completely redesigned it. And design doesn't feel like a big deal unless you realize that every time you've bought a new iPhone over the last 6 years, you get out a brand new phone that looks exactly the same.
Did we get any sort of slight whiffs of Apple Watch or any sort of new exciting devices?
No hints at all. In fact, the word TV, I think, was only mentioned once. I have been a strong believer that TV is never going to happen, and I maintain that position now. There was no mention of an iWatch, no mention of wearables, no hints in screenshots or in the software that they might be planning for a future that integrates devices other than laptop screens, tablet screens, and phone screens. That was definitely not hinted at all.
Thank you.
Thank you.
PlayStation 4 seems to have won the hearts of gamers for the moment. Both Sony's system and Microsoft's Xbox have unveiled new consoles at the Electronic Entertainment Expo. Unlike the new Xbox, Sony's new PlayStation will allow used games to be played without restrictions and will allow unlimited gameplay without a connection to the internet. But Xbox has some exciting things going on as well. Remember this tune? That excellent scene of a broom enchantment gone wrong in Disney's Fantasia. The 1940 film put classical music to cartoon illustrations. Well, it doesn't get much more awesome than this. Harmonix, the game maker that brought us music-themed Guitar Hero, is partnering with Disney. They'll produce a game version of Fantasia where you can actually conduct a symphony orchestra. The game will, of course, use the Xbox's Kinect controller to change the music according to the movements of the player. No word yet on whether the game will provide a floppy wizard hat as a bonus when it comes out in 2014. I'm Ben Johnson, and that's Tech on the Marketplace Morning Report. From APM, American Public Media.
Production and consumption and profit, it's capitalism, baby. Except for this.
Even today, you cannot say that the system properly works if there are over a billion people going to bed hungry.
I'm Kai Rizdal. Paul Pullman, the CEO of Unilever, on the goods and the bads of this thing called capitalism. It's next time on Marketplace from APM.
A confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.